Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are so glad you are here. Thanks to our good friends over there at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Thanks to them. And I look forward to a great season coming up. We're going to have some music back again this year at the Budweiser Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. And anxious for it. Also anxious for March Madness and such to get here. And a lot of good drinking stuff going on. It's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Dante DiVincenzo, we had a fantastic time last Friday night. If you weren't there or didn't listen to it, it was a lot of fun. We want to give you a few snippets of it here and now. And one of the questions we started out with, which is what we really discussed last Friday as well, the Bucks have clinched a playoff spot. The Bucks have the best record in the NBA. They're efforting towards the quest of 70 wins, but do you really want to jump into that rarefied air and really battle down the stretch for 70? Because ultimately the goal is a championship. And Dante said nobody's really worried about 70.
There's nobody worried about 70 wins or clinching early or anything. We're just trying to have fun with one another and play ball. And I think that's what our success comes from. And then right now we're trying to kind of tighten up little things and get ready for the playoffs. And because, like you said, we could clinch early, and now we got to start looking long term.
So when it comes down to managed minutes and going for 70 and what it is they need to do, and, you know, with you know, kind of saving their legs and load management, and when it gets down to the nitty gritty, do you go for 70? Do you not go for 70? And he said, look, we always want to win. But the rest of that, that's up to the coach.
Ultimately, everybody in the locker room, everybody in the city would rather a championship than 70 wins. And that's kind of our goal, and that's kind of our mindset. So like you said, it's a tough on coach's job, but that's our job to make it a tough job on him. So when we go out there, we just want to compete at the highest level and play as hard as possible and then let him kind of reel us back in.
He also says, hey, look, when it comes to Coach Bud, now, there's a lot of coaches and a lot of teams, and he said this is very close to being kind of a collegiate style of atmosphere because of the way everybody hangs out and enjoys each other. But Coach Bud, that's a special cat.
He's just a special person and a special coach. I mean, I'm thankful enough to come here and to be able to be coached by him. I mean, his first year coming in was my first year, so I kind of have that connection with him. And like you said, the way he manages minutes, people's attitudes, everything, like he just does an amazing job at it, and he doesn't look too deep into things. If you do something and we have a disagreement, it's over the next play. And because everybody knows the ultimate goal and everybody knows that everybody wants the same thing, and it's not, somebody's not going off to the side.
So that's the big thing, is keeping everybody on the same path, basically. And that's where Coach Bud becomes such an incredibly special coach in many of these guys' minds. And You know, he did say, though, hey, you know, this season and what they have going on this year and the way they're playing and the camaraderie and such, it's still as good of a team as they had last year. It's still different year to year.
The game just kind of slows down. You have amazing teammates, and they just build confidence in you. The moment I check in the game, last night, Blake calls a play for me. And I'm like, no, I'm not warmed up yet. And he's like, no, we're running the play. And you have guys like that that want you to succeed and want the ball in your hands and want you to do good things. Then you're just, your confidence, your self-confidence just goes through the roof.
So he's used to not being a starter, but he has started quite a few games this year. And he's comfortable back on the bench, but he likes to be a starter. And so there's things that he's learned as a starter. And here's Dontayon starting.
I didn't really start in college at all, only when somebody got hurt. And that's just the role I took and kind of got into that routine. Like now, this year, Bled went out for a little bit and I started. Chris went out for a little bit and I was starting. And then when I went back to the bench, my confidence level was at an all-time high. But also my comfortability was like, I was just happy to be back there. Not that I didn't like starting, but just kind of being in my normal rotation, my normal stuff, like it just felt normal to me. And then when you get to go out there and that first unit's kind of going to the bench, you know you can be more aggressive. You go in there with George, Ernst, like those guys want you to be aggressive. And they always tell me that, come in here and shoot the ball and being aggressive and look to score. So, I mean, when you don't have Giannis and Chris and Bled out there, you just have more of a green light.
So we were talking to him about, you know, work ethic and such. And Dante DiVincenzo, our guest on Friday night, a guard for the Milwaukee Bucks. And we were asking him about, you know, kind of, one of the students actually asked him what a kind of a typical day it is. You know, what do you do? What do you go through in a typical day? And he got into the Giannis and the Chris Middleton inspiration work ethic thing.
Villanova did an amazing job of kind of preparing me for the NBA. Being the first one there, last one to leave, that type of stuff. And mentally, they prepare me. Then you go in and you have people like Giannis and Chris that they lead by example. Like I said, they're the first ones at the gym. So if they're the first ones at the gym and like you said, they have a combined salary or whatever, that's what you want to be. That's like your motivation. And when you're a young guy and you're on a winning team like that, you want to create winning habits and you want to do anything to let those guys know that I want them to know that I want to be on the court, and I want them to be able to be like, I want to play with Dante. I don't want those guys to be like, he doesn't work hard. He's just this and that. Like, I want them to know that I'm putting everything out there.
So he gets up. The Villanova work ethic is instilled in him. He gets up early. He tries to get into the gym early. And when he gets there, Chris Middleton and Giannis are already the first ones there. Every day. They're already the first ones there. And he's trying to get in there early to be with them, to impress upon them that he works hard and they should want to play with him. It's just, there's a trickle-down effect of work ethic, I'm telling you. He said, look, I'm here, my second year, I was injured last year, but I'm still trying to make a name for myself. He said, look, Giannis is still trying to make a name for himself.
My mindset is still trying to make a name for myself. Whether I'm at this level, Giannis's level, whatever level I end up at, I'm still going to try to make a name for myself, and that's what Giannis does. I use him for an example just because his mindset is so crazy. He just goes in and tries to prove himself every single day, and I kind of took some of that, and I'm doing that now. The difference from last year to this year, the game just kind of slows down. You have amazing teammates, and they just build confidence in you. The moment I check in the game, last night, Blake calls a play for me, and I'm like, no, I'm not warmed up yet, and he's like, no, we're running the play. And you have guys like that that want you to succeed and want the ball in your hands and want you to do good things. Then you're just, your confidence, your self-confidence just goes through the roof.
So when they're calling his number, we heard that a couple of times. When the play's there, these are guys that when you come in, they want you to be a part of this. That's kind of the chemistry. He talks about the chemistry. He said, look, this chemistry, he talks to guys still from his old team at Villanova. And he said, look, this chemistry in this Bucks, you know, locker room, this is a lot like college.
When you like the guys you're on the court with, it's way better. When you're not worrying about numbers, it's way better. I've been a part in between the two championship years. We had a team, and after that first championship, guys started trying to get their numbers, get their draft stock higher, and ultimately we lost in the second round. Now I'm coming back the next year. Everybody realized that's not the way to do it. Got to put our egos aside. We just got to go out there and hoop. And honestly, it's just having fun. Like, when you don't think about the game, when you don't think about all the stuff that coach is going to yell at you for, you're going to be on the film the next day. It's going to happen. You're going to be on the line running up and down the court. It's going to happen. So you just put all that aside and just take it for what it is and enjoy yourself. Take the little moments, like when you guys go out to dinner with your teams and everything like that, enjoy that, because that carries over to the court. My group chat right now from everybody from the championship team, we talk every single day. And we're talking about everything that's going on in our teams. And honestly, my team, or the Bucks, is the only team that is so similar to our college team. Everybody else has way different. Everybody's like, it's always apart. So I think that closeness, that togetherness is really the ultimate thing.
And he said, look, when it comes to the playoffs, and a lot of people are already talking about the playoffs because the Bucks have clinched the playoffs, but he said, look, we're going to face a lot of teams that are above 500 down the stretch. And while you don't want to, you know, get hurt, you don't want to get crazy, they want to be tested before the playoffs to know what it is they got to get better at.
Those good teams towards the end of the year, we kind of get to see what we have to tighten up on, what we're really good at, and kind of where we sit. And then you start to look at where are other teams sitting? Like, who are we going to play in the first round? And you kind of lock in on that. But there's good teams that we play during the end of the year. We would rather have it that way than kind of having an easy schedule going into playoffs.
So there you go. Dante DiVincenzo, our guest Friday night, this past Friday night, for the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. We had a great time. Thanks again to Concordia University for hosting. And it was such an electric atmosphere. We got to do that again. That was so much fun. We had such a blast out there. When we come back, are you paying a lot of attention to the combine this week? Because there could be 1, 2, 5, whatever it happens to be, potential Green Bay Packers in this group. And do you have a favorite as you continue to move through the NFL Combine? And also, it no longer resides in America. I'll tell you what I'm talking about coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show, we are continuing on. We're glad you are here. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends out there at J&L Tire Service, servicing Johnson Creek, Watertown, and the surrounding areas, 25 years. And they do a lot of great work out there. They're such great philanthropists. Lyle and his staff, I can't say anything more great about them if I had to. They're right off of 94 in Johnson Creek in Watertown as well. And look, if you're a soccer mom, a deer hunting dad, and you're driving an SUV or a sedan, or maybe you're an over-the-road truck driver, which, by the way, they're known for their service repair on trailers, they've got a lot of great stuff going on out there. Just stop in at the Johnson Creek exit right off of 94 and stop in at J&L Tire Service just a little bit north of the highway, and they can help you out right there. Tell Lyle I said hi. Speaking of helping you out, our friends over at Lake Chevy as well, Radio Joe Zanzola.
That's right, Lake Chevy, 4100 South 27th Street. Same great people, same great service. Formerly Brager Chevy, but they just changed the name. That's all they did. Say hi to Glenn if you need to get some work done on your car, or if you're looking to get a new car, or maybe even just a used car, trying to save some money. Wally or any of the trustworthy sales staff, they will take care of you as well. For new or used or service appointments, it don't matter. It's all at Lake Chevy. Visit LakeChevyMKE.com, LakeChevyMKE.com. Things are better at the lake.
So the NFL Combine is upon us, and how much attention are you paying to the NFL Combine? Now, the NFL Combine, we all know that, you know, hey, there's possibly 3, 4, 5 guys that could possibly end up in Packers uniforms over all of this, but how much do you pay attention? I mean, like, are you the NFL-ophile, if you will, that is just glued to your television, you're watching every aspect of this? Or you're looking for records to be broken, or, you know, fast guys at the wide receiver position that are going to run 4.3 40s, or you're looking for a guy that's just got really good hands, what's the rating? I mean, I think this year, the day that, and I'm not quite sure how the days go at this point. I looked the other day and I was looking at linemen and such, but when it comes to wide receivers, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be watching. I know it's not must-see TV for many of you, but I'm going to be watching. because I want to see maybe who is in the top two rounds that could end up in a Packers uniform. And who else you want to pay attention to, specifically when it comes to what they're going to do in their pro day. But I am, I think this year, more than many, I'm excited and intrigued by the NFL Combine. By the way, speaking of that, our own Mike Clemens is making his way to Indianapolis, where Mike is going to have some interviews and some insights and some thoughts on many that participate in the Combine, not to mention the general managers and those around them, as to where they may be leaning and or thinking. And also, when it comes to that, kind of what is being said, because a lot in the NFL Combine tends to come out that is misleading. You know what I mean? General managers will downplay things, and they don't go overboard in praise or criticism, but they'll kind of downplay things because you don't want to give, you're trying to remain poker faced down there. You know what I mean? You're trying to say, that guy's pretty good. You know, yeah, he's got some good talents, good attributes. You know, you can't deny the numbers. All right. You can't deny that a guy runs a 4.340 or a guy jumps 40 inches or, you know, the guy's got incredible hands and only had two drop passes and nothing dropped down at the combine or something like that. But you can say, well, you know, we got a complex offense and, you know, you have to be able to absorb the offense and the terminology. And you can say a lot of things that may say, well, maybe this guy is not as bright as we thought he was, or, you know, not as intriguing to this team. They knocked him more than I praised him. And then all of a sudden they end up drafting that cat because they're kind of like, yeah, we wanted to downplay it as much as we could because we knew other teams would be interested in him or something like that. So I'm going to be paying attention to the NFL draft. I don't know how much you are, but I know I'm going to be paying attention to it. One other thing I wanted to bring up, and we have not talked about it yet, and the world of boxing has pretty much fallen on hard times. Once boxing has gotten away from over-the-air, free television, big fights, okay? Go back to the days when you could watch on maybe HBO or something, or even watch on ESPN or ABC, some of the big fights. I mean, you used to get people to your house for parties to watch Ali. You didn't really do it for Tyson as much. I remember to this day, my cousin had a party. He lived in a condo, and I think I was in high school. And it was Tyson, and maybe it was Buster Douglas, or maybe Evander Holyfield. I can't remember. But it was Tyson. He was in the heyday of his career, right? I don't think it was Buster Douglas or Tyson, now that I think about it, because it was quick. But there was a pizza place called Trotta's Pizza, which the best pizza I've ever stuck in my grill. It's just so good. And they're not there anymore. But we used to have parties. I mean, we'd go get the La Trotta. It served like 8 to 10 people. It's huge. You had to have like pallbearers bring it into your house. We'd go get the La Trotta, load that thing up. We'd get sodas. And we were in high school at the time. So if you got beer, you were lucky. But, you know, every now and then. But we'd go to my cousin's apartment or condo. And everybody'd bring something. And it was a party, and we'd all sit down, and you ding, ding, and then it'd come out, and 48 seconds later, and it's over! And we're like, what the hell? I mean, we didn't even eat the pizza yet. So, but I remember that. That was a big deal to have championship bouts on your television over the air free. When they took them all to pay-per-view, and you started getting these fights that were crappy, you know, I mean, it was just bad. And you're thinking, what am I paying $75, $80, $150 bucks for this? So people quit doing it. And now you have MMA, and you do have the Conor McGregor's of the world and such, and you did have a little bit of decent boxing, but the heavyweight championship is really what kind of drove the train, you know? So you finally got Deontay Wilder to become the champion, and going into this fight, he's undefeated. And Wilder Fury 1 was really good. And it wasn't until late in that match that Deontay Wilder came from behind and won that match. So there was a lot of buildup to this one, you know? And so there was a lot. I mean, we were, you know, talking about it last week, before we left for the weekend. And then over the weekend, I mean, I was checking. I'm watching online to see what the updates were per round. And then you start to read, Deontay Wilder, an unblemished record. He's going down, and boom, down he goes a couple times. Before finally his corner threw in the towel. While this was not a great win for America, because the Brit, Tyson Fury, wins it. And not only did he win it, but he won it walking off to the song Bye Bye Miss American Pie, and has had a lot of disregard for America in general, and basically comes over. He's become Drago, if you will. We don't have any problem with the Brits, but he's made it. He's become a guy you love to hate, you know? So he ends up walking off and just slamming America for the lack of boxing and the lack of boxing skills, because the Britons now own, I think it's the middleweight and the heavyweight championship belts. They've taken them away from two Americans over the last couple of months. So, and they're talking now about a Wilder Fury 3, because I think that would almost be for sure pay-per-view. But, or a must-see TV, I should say. But what a big moment in boxing history. Probably the biggest match in 20 years. That this one got a lot of people enthralled with boxing again. And now they're talking about the possibility of all of this coming to fruition. So, anyway, it was a hell of a weekend for the sport of boxing to bring it back into the forefront. In a time in which we're paying attention to head injuries and hits to the head, you're now back to a sport that its intent is to knock you out, to hit you so hard that you have a brain injury or a head injury or something. And I shouldn't laugh, but that's what it is. But what a big weekend for the sport of boxing. But if you saw it, or you saw some of the highlights or some of the pictures and some of the commentary, it was a huge weekend. And now we wait and see if there will be a Deontay Wilder Tyson Fury 3, because I think it would be epic. At least it would be portrayed as epic going into that battle, as each guy now has one win. Although Tyson Fury, he just whooped Deontay Wilder's ass. In that first match, he was winning and then got cocky and kind of forgot a few things in a couple of rounds, lost his concentration, and Deontay Wilder took advantage. This one, he came out and just pummeled him, just beat the hell out of him. Coming up next, we're going to get back into some bracketology as the newest brackets are out. The newest brackets are out. Where is Wisconsin? Where is Marquette? Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com. You're going to hear that conversation. That is coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Let the good times roll. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is? If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
We're back! Bill Michaels Show. Going to talk some bracketology coming up here in just a moment. Hey, check out our friends at the Water Doctors, H2TheLitterO.com. I have been telling you, in my home, the water softening system it's used daily. And one of the biggest things that I'm a proponent of is drinking water. I drink it all the time. A huge glass in the morning, huge glass when I get home, 2-3 glasses, at night. I'm a big proponent of that, but I cannot drink water that just tastes funny or nasty or has a weird taste to it. One of the reasons I've gone to the Water Doctors is because the reverse osmosis they have, there isn't a taste to it. It's just water. It's just good, refreshing water. And it does so much more for your home. But for me, that's the reason I went with it. And if you're like me and you drink a ton of water and you want to make sure it's good, clean water, it's the Water Doctors. Go to H2TheLetterO.com. It's H2TheLetterO.com. Also, Chris and the gang from ABC Audio Video. Can't say thanks enough to them. They worked in my house. They put up the new big screen. They ran all the wiring. They did everything for the home audio system. They can do it even more for yours. They have big jobs too. They work in like theaters. They do such great work. So go to ABC Audio Video, whether you got a great big business project or you just got something in your own home. Go to abcaudiovideo.com. That's abcaudiovideo.com. Jerry Palm, bracketologist for cbssports.com. Talk to him and the biggest question you have going into the tournament when you start to look at all the bracketology, now depending on some of the mid-majors, but the strongest conference, the toughest conference, the Big Ten?
Certainly the deepest. It's a remarkable season that the league has had. I think Every team in the league, except Minnesota, I'm sorry, Northwestern and Nebraska, are in the top 50 of the net. Actually, I think Indiana's a little outside of that as well. But, you know, so you're playing quality teams every time you take the floor in this league, and that shows up in the difficulty teams have had winning on the road. And it's showing up in the number of teams that may make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I'm looking, everybody, Indiana, Ohio State, Wisconsin. Obviously, Wisconsin is 7 seed right now in some of the projections in your bracketology. So give me the lowdown on Wisconsin, because Wisconsin has had somewhat of an up-and-down season, but it certainly seems a little bit lesser competition, if you want to call it that. But they've somewhat righted the ship, and it seems like even after all the controversy of the Kobe King stuff, seems like they've kind of put it all together, and they're starting to hit on all cylinders at the right time.
Yeah, they are. It's funny because, in fact, I was saying that to somebody the other day. It's like, okay, they lose their second leading scorer. I think it was right before the Iowa game. They lost to Iowa. But since then, they've won 5 out of 6, and they're playing some of their best ball of the season. It's, getting hot at the right time, played themselves off the bubble. At this point, they'd have to, you know, lose some games they definitely shouldn't to get back into trouble in terms of selection. But, you know, now they're playing to see if they can be a top half of the bracket team. It's a really good finish to the season for Wisconsin.
Maryland, obviously the top dog in the Big Ten, they would be listed as, say, a number 2 seed right now, correct?
Yes, that's where I have them at the 2.
Okay, and then you follow it up. You got teams like Michigan State, obviously, has been there. Iowa's been there. You look at a lot of the different teams. Michigan is another one sitting at about, a 5 or something like that. There's, there's quite a few. I'm really liking what I'm seeing out of the Big Ten. I think, is there a champion in the Big Ten? Is Maryland capable of winning it all?
They are. They're certainly good enough. Absolutely. And then, I'll give you a couple that, or a little bit more off your radar. I mean, of course, Michigan State was the preseason number 1. Part of that was they were expecting, you know, the people who were making those decisions were expecting Josh Langford to play, and of course he couldn't. And he's out for the year with his injured foot. So that's hurt them a little bit, hurt their depth, and especially, you know, with size. So I don't know if they can get all the way 6 games. But Ohio State is starting to round into form again after some roster issues in the, say, early part of January. And, you know, right before that, they were poised to be the number 1 team in the polls and lost at Minnesota right before Christmas. But they've come back around and are looking more like that team that was ready to ascend to number 1. And then Michigan, who also had an injury problem, a significant one to Isaiah Livers, who was out for about 8 or 9 games, except for maybe 20 minutes against Illinois. And Michigan really suffered without him. He's back, and they are starting to look like the team that beat Gonzaga in non-conference play. And they were in the top 5 for a while as well. So those are 2 teams that might be seeded a little bit lower than their talent and their ability might represent.
When I start to look around the rest of, you know, just bracketology in general, a lot of familiar faces, obviously. But then again, you see a team that keeps climbing a number 2 in Dayton, and everybody thought that looked over the fence, Dayton would be good. I don't know if we thought they'd be this good. The other team in our own backyard, Marquette. Marquette also a number 7 seed as the way it sits right now. Talk about Marquette and what they've been able to accomplish.
Yeah, they're having a really good season. Of course, they've got, you know, Marcus Howard coming back to play another year in Marquette was huge for them. They're struggling a little bit right now. They've lost 3 in a row. You know, at Villanova, home Creighton, at Providence. You know, those are all good teams, and Providence is really getting hot. So those aren't really bad losses, but they're starting to slide down the bracket a little bit. But when you've got a guy like Marcus Howard, you've got a chance to beat anybody because he can take over a game. And I kind of liken it, and this is, you know, I'm a Purdue guy, so my own frame of reference is Carson Edwards last year in the NCAA tournament. I think Marcus Howard is capable of that kind of play through the NCAA tournament, and maybe carry his team as far as, you know, the second weekend or a possible Elite Eight kind of performance. But, you know, I think they're going to be more dependent on him to do that kind of thing than perhaps that Purdue team last year.
And then when you start to, you know, kind of go, by the way, we're talking with Jerry Palm, bracketologist for CBS Sports. You start to look down the list. You look at the SEC. You look at the ACC. Tell me about some of these other ones. Obviously, Big 12. There's Kansas that is sitting there right now. Baylor's had a really solid season again. Gonzaga, San Diego State. Give me some of the thoughts on some of these other number 1 teams.
Yeah, well, Baylor and Kansas gave us a classic game over the weekend.
Yes, they did.
Maybe more defensive-oriented, but they, you know, these were two very good teams making great plays at both ends of the floor throughout that contest, and you can see why they are number one and two in the bracket. Kansas jumped Baylor for number one after that win, and they may play again in the Big 12 championship game, and maybe we'll see them again in Atlanta. But those two teams are having fantastic seasons and deserve their position. Gonzaga and San Diego State as well. Of course, San Diego State picked up their first loss of the season, but they've beaten Creighton and Iowa and BYU, all top 25 teams. They don't play any of them at home. Gonzaga had beaten Oregon and Arizona. So, you know, those are outstanding teams. And Gonzaga is, they're not terribly deep. They only play about seven guys, but those are talented guys. And all four of those teams are capable of winning a national championship. You mentioned the ACC. They're having a very weird year. Louisville, Florida State, Duke, two three-seed kind of teams, very good, all capable of winning everything. And then you have a tremendous gap to the fourth team, who is Virginia, and a double-digit seed.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one other team, NC State, could get in, and nobody else seems to have much of a chance. It's not the kind of year we expect normally see from the ACC when they're talking about seven or eight teams comfortably in the field. Maybe five this year, and only three with a chance really to get to the second weekend.
When you talk about obviously the Virginia Cavaliers, we pay attention to it with Tony Bennett, and we've been watching their bubble watch and stuff, and you know, Clark assists per game has been really good for them, and Jay Huff, I love watching his shots from the outside specifically. But what has it been about Virginia this year that just has not given Tony Bennett what he thought he'd have?
Well, they play the defense they've always played. You know, that's their bread and butter. They're outstanding on that end of the floor. They just can't score. Not reliably. It's been getting a little better lately, though. But, they don't have enough weapons on offense. And, you know, Diakite's pretty good, but he's a post guy. So, you know, he's only going to give you so much. They need guys like Clark to be consistent outside shooters so that they have a chance to be efficient offensively. They just aren't anywhere near as efficient as they were a year ago.
And then I wanted to ask you about, because the fly in the ointment is always the mid-majors. And you look at a team like, say, Northern Kentucky, 13-4, 21-8 on the season. You've got the Wright State Raiders and the Horizon League, both those teams on top. Is there a chance that both teams get into the tournament if they don't win, if the other one doesn't win their league tournament?
No, that league is not putting a second team in.
Okay.
That is a tournament winner only league. If it's Wright or Northern Kentucky, you're probably looking at a 14 or 15 seed for either of those teams, and obviously anybody else would be seeded lower. But, no, there's really only two leagues like that that have a shot to put a team in the field as an at-large. The Missouri Valley champion, or likely champion, Northern Iowa, has got a chance. That they wanted Colorado this year, and that's a top 25 team. They already got a couple bad losses in the league, though, so if they're going to lose again, they need to make sure they're losing to one of the better teams. And then East Tennessee from the Southern Conference, they also have a quality road win this year at LSU. And, again, in the same position. They've already got a bad loss at home to Mercer. They can't afford another loss like that. Need to make sure when they lose in the conference tournament, which would have to happen for them to be an at-large team, that they don't take a loss to a team that's too far down the standing.
Where's the cutoff line in the SEC? I mean, obviously, you have Kentucky and Auburn and LSU sitting there. I mean, is it Florida, South Carolina? Where's the cutoff line there?
Yeah, well, you mentioned the four teams that I've got, you know, more comfortably in the bracket. All Florida's still pretty squarely on the bubble, but Kentucky, Auburn, LSU, it's kind of like the ACC as I described, with those three teams being ahead of everybody else, but those three teams are not as good as the three in the ACC. After that, Florida, I've got Arkansas, one of my last four in. They've been playing without Isaiah Jones. I don't know if he's their best player, but they've got two guys that are really good, and they missed him while he was out. They lost all five of their games, so they got a win over the weekend when he came back, but they're going to have to do more. Mississippi State's got a shot. South Carolina's got an outside shot. If Tennessee had beaten Auburn, we could say that they had a shot, but that's pretty much gone. There really isn't a lot outside of those top three in the SEC this year.
I want to make a mention of this. Bruce Pearl obviously was here and did some great things within the Horizon League with UW-Milwaukee. that guy, he's had his own issues, but that guy can coach, can't he?
Yeah, he's doing a terrific job. There's no question.
That's amazing.
He's got good players, and might sneak a guy into the NBA or whatever, but he isn't dealing with the same tech that the Kansases and the Kentuckys and the Dukes are dealing with, and yet he's competing toe-to-toe with them.
Bruce Pearl, hell of a coach, no doubt about it. That's Jerry Palm of CBS Sports, the bracketologist, and we'll touch base with him again when we get back into the tournament and kind of go through the seedings, but always great to talk to Jerry Palm. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. Your car, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Hey, if you're looking to purchase a new home, maybe refinance the existing home. Then you need to call our friends over there at Team Hochberg. And if you like to pay off debt, call Team Hochberg about a cash-out refinance plan. Now, in January, Team Hochberg, they help listeners convert $1.1 million of their home's equity to pay off some credit cards, car loans, medical bills, collections, judgments, which save listeners over $41,000 a month. You have struggled with debt for years. You've heard us talk about hundreds, if not thousands, of David's ads that have helped people. And you know what? Your debt has not magically disappeared. So the good news is home values have increased. Mortgage interest rates are decreasing. And now's an excellent time to call Team Hochberg to consolidate your debt with a cash out refinance and to substantially reduce your monthly payment. Seriously, what are you waiting for? Pick up the phone. Call Team Hochberg right now. 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-56-DAVID, or visit them at 56david.com. They have helped out thousands of Bill Michaels Sports Talk Show listeners, the network listeners, but they can't help you throughout the state of Wisconsin if you don't call. 855-563-2843, 855-563-2843, or just go to 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061. We're going to wrap it up coming up next in the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Clowns to the left, jokers to the right, counting on the rest of us to come and take a bite. But I'll wait it out, call it superstition. I'll be fine for now, just reminiscing, cause I'm all out of time.
We're back, glad to have you. Hey, our good friends over there at Signature Limo taking us out to Arizona. Go to booksignature.com, one of the nation's leading ground transportation providers. You can check out my friends Pat and Brooke and everybody over there. They're first class staff, small enough to know your name, big enough to handle your every need. That is Signature Limo. Go to booksignature.com. That's booksignature.com. And don't forget about our great friends at Saz's. From barbecue, baby back ribs, and pulled pork sandwiches to the combo platter, you know you love it. They've been around since 1976. And in addition, simplify your entertaining with full service event planning and the delicious flair for food that you can depend on from Saz's Hospitality Group. Tailgates, picnics, doesn't matter. It's a natural fit, of course, for any event. Whether it's 25 to 500, Saz's Catering ensures complete event success. Make sure you go to Saz's.com, S-A-Z-S, Saz's.com, and see everything that I have just mentioned there, because they got a great menu and a lot of great people. Coming up tomorrow in the program, Rob Manfred, many feel, has dropped the ball with Major League Baseball. Since Bud Selig walked away, the game has taken quite a hit in many different facets. Don't forget, Roger Goodell, he has been the target of much ire as well. We'll talk about the better commissioners in sports. We'll get into that discussion. Who has done the better job of their sport, or maybe the worst job of their sport? And we'll get into that discussion. Also tomorrow, we'll talk about the Bucks and the Raptors getting ready to come up. Adam McAlvey is going to join us tomorrow. I'm looking forward to this because the Brewers are now playing spring training games. You start to find out about a little, you know, knick-knack here when it comes to, you know, little nagging injuries or what guys are going through. But it's difficult to really tell right now who's got what and what's going on because baseball is such a long marathon of a season. But we'll get the update from out there at American Family Fields of Phoenix. And a reminder as well that this time next week, 1 week from today, we are doing the Bill Michaels Show live from American Family Fields of Phoenix. I leave really late Friday, early Saturday, and I'm going to be landing in Arizona and heading out there for spring training. And then we're going to be bringing you all the inside clubhouse stuff from the front office, all the way down to the players in the field, coaches, the whole thing. So make sure you're listening all next week as we bring you many different details and many different sights and sounds from Arizona and the American Family Fields of Phoenix and Brewers spring training. And we're really looking forward to heading out there and being a part of that. And then next Friday, a week from Friday, I'm going to be out in Madison, Wisconsin. I'll tell you more about that coming up tomorrow as well. I'm going to be heading out that direction and making an appearance out there. So there's a lot coming up and a lot going on. Also tomorrow, like I said, we're going to talk some Brewers baseball, get into the Bucks and the Raptors, getting you ready for that tomorrow night. Some more NFL draft combine stuff. That's going to be happening as well. So we got a lot going on the program coming up all week long. And I, like I said before, I'm really looking forward to the NFL draft. I'm looking forward, or not the draft, but the combine, because I think this year more than most, because of the positional need when it comes to the wide receiver position, a lot of guys can run a 4.3 40 and such, but what you're looking for is confirmation of some of the players that you've already witnessed, and you're looking to see if they really kind of got it, if that's their deal or not. So we're going to discuss that coming up tomorrow on the program as well. Do not forget that we will also have reports coming to you from Indianapolis. Mike Clemens, our own Mike Clemens, is going to be down there. And I always love the discussions with Mike. I mean, football season's a year-round event now. It doesn't end after the Super Bowl. So we're into the combine, and then after the combine, you've got a couple of pro days. And then after that, we're right into the NFL draft. And we'll continue to discuss everything that Mike gets a chance to witness down there in Indianapolis. And he'll be... also tomorrow, Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur should be speaking at some point as well. So we're going to hear that and what they have to say. And we'll talk more about their comments once we hear them. But that's coming up tomorrow as well. So we got action-packed all week long. So I'm really looking forward to it. So a lot upcoming regarding the Bill Michaels Show, regarding the draft, regarding the Bucks, regarding the Brewers. We're getting into bracketology. We're getting into March Madness. Oh, man, what a great time of year. Great time of year. And glad you're a part of it. It is time for us to get out of here until we speak tomorrow. Have a good one.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.